All right. What's his name?
Bob.
Hey Bob, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually on the underwriting team here, and just wanted to see if you had a few minutes to talk about your file.
Sure.
Okay, great. So I got here, spoke to Steve a little bit, who's kind of filling me in on what was going on. Looks like you're looking for around 30, 35K. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I wanted to confirm of what you were going to be using the money for.
Cash flow.
Okay. How's business going right now?
It's going good. It's just we're still trying to, I've been for the last couple of years, I've been running strictly just off of my receivables, and it gets to be where it's putting a damper on my credit score doing it this way. It just really is. I can't have it anymore. Not if I want to progress. And it is starting to get busier and busier with our economy here in Michigan. So, yeah, and
Absolutely.
I just got to keep things flowing better the way it, from what it is right now. Because
Absolutely.
I'm financing everybody out there myself right now.
Okay.
When I got, used on average of, 15, low side 15,000 to as much as 30,000 a month always out there at any given time. That's
Man.
out of my pocket all the damn time. So, it's
Tough.
not that I don't meet payroll every week or whatever, but it's just, you know how it is. If you're going to be a little bit slow, and that's what it is. It's slow paying some of these people, and what do? They put a freaking mark on my damn credit score. And of course, in today's world, it doesn't matter how many assets you got. It's all about that damn credit score.
Yeah, and you know
So.
what? You're exactly right. And that's why I wanted to kind of touch base with you and let you know it was really, really tough for me to try to get something here for you. Do you know where your credit
Yeah.
score is at right now, Bob?
It's probably pretty bad. I can imagine. Yeah,
Yeah.
just moved out. Well, you said it was a Jim? Is that your name?
Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah. Okay. Yeah, I just by there's it's been a couple of things. Like I said, trying to rebound off of such a poor economy around here for so many damn years, and it seems like I've been always paying in arrears instead of actually just getting over the damn hurdle and keeping things current. And then also it didn't help having to go through a my marriage ended after 29 years over the winter time, so that didn't help. That kind of threw
Not at
that
all.
into the fire.
Oh, man.
So it's like this, Jeremiah. Either I sell my assets off and get current with everybody, and yeah, you know what? I'd be free and clear of everything. But then guess what? Then I don't have cash flow through the winter time, and that's not good either. And I feel I'll
Sure.
probably be in the same dang boat come springtime, wondering how I'm going to come up with revenue to start the ship back up in the springtime.
Absolutely. Well, this is what I'm thinking. So, what I'm gonna try to do here for you, it was tough. I believe I can make an approval happen, but I wanted you to keep in mind, it's gonna be a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank. Have you ever taken out a working capital loan before?
Yes, I. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what
Like
I
I said,
re-
Jeremiah, I've been around the block for a long time. So I mean, I've tried all different if you look over the course of the history of this company, I mean, I've had programs where it's called business management, where you're taking your receivables and you're running through this program, and of course, at a certain a percentage rate, the bank, they get their interest out of it, but they cash in your receivables right away. That they had the, my local bank had that program back, I think probably in, maybe late 90s, early 2000s, we did something like that. And then of course, then you went with lines, at times here and there, but just when things really started, I mean, it took Michigan's economy a long dang time to come back around. And
It did.
I just happened to be one of the ones that tried to make it through. And sometimes I wonder, I should have been like a lot of these guys, just said to hell with it and cashed out and started all over again. But I didn't. I couldn't do that to my customers. So,
Well, that's good. That's good that you have that loyalty to your customers there, and I'm sure they appreciate it. You know?
Well, they do. I mean, some of them are 25 years old. Some of these customers are. So
yeah, that just shows volume to you and your business, which is why we looked at your business and we do want to work with you, and we want to kind of build that relationship with you as a a business and as a business bank for us. So I wanted to just touch base with you and see. Here's the thing. I can get you approval, but what I'm working on right now is your payback as far as like a daily amount paying back. What do you feel more comfortable paying? Do you feel more comfortable paying $250 a day or like around $100 a day? Is that what's better for you for your business?
Well, you want to do it on a day. Can we do it on a monthly basis or instead?
Well,
how do you guys work your programs, because if I'm looking at $2,000 a month, there's no sense of me doing it this way. I might as well just sell off my assets and clear everything up and hope for the best over the winter time. So I got plenty of money in the assets.
Okay.
But to step backwards from from cash flow, I mean, right now, I've got an $850 a month payment out there on a big piece of equipment that I only owe about $3,500 left on it. So I look at everything on a monthly basis, not on a daily basis.
Okay. So, I'm trying to get you the monthly program. It's been tough though. Usually with our first time customers, we kind of start off on a daily just because we want to see some of the payments coming in right away. Honestly, it's your credit score that's really kind of, affecting the way we can get either a monthly program or a weekly program for you. It's been tough, and I guess you have a BK on there too.
A bankruptcy?
You have a bankruptcy?
Back in 2002, but I paid that all off. That was a Chapter 13.
Yeah,
I paid that all off, and then of course, you think you're in the clear, and then all of a sudden that's when the economy really started tanking.
I know. Sucks to hear that.
So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let me see what I can do. Like I said, I should be having an approval for you. I'll give you a call back, and then we'll talk numbers.
Okay, Jeremiah, how about we do it on Monday?
On Monday?
That'd be better yet for me, just because I'm doing my office work today, and after I get done, I gotta run all the way up north for the weekend and grab my camper and bring it back for the year. So
totally understand.
So I'm gonna be gone for the weekend, but I don't even know where the hell was my credit score at.
It was at a 567.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Man, I did a lot over the last year. Jeez,
yeah.
I had seven something. I think I had up to 750 or 730, somewhere around there, about this time last year or so.
Well, that's the thing, Bob. That's why we want to, kind of start this relationship with you, help you get your credit back, help you build some business credit here. And by, doing a business with us, that helps in every avenue, right? So if we can do like a small loan and start something off, it may be a little high right now, but the next loan you get will be a better rate because you'll be a returning customer. We know Bob pays his bills. It doesn't matter that he has a 567. That's what we need to establish first with you. So it's pretty important that we get that first relationship going, and then we'll definitely be that business bank that's there for you in the future.
Right.
Okay, right. But I tell you what, you enjoy your weekend, you get your camper, and then we'll talk on Monday. What's good for you, mornings or afternoons?
Well, since I'm 3 hours ahead of you guys, I would say probably if you get through your lunchtime, okay, and then call me.
Okay, you got it. Appreciate that.
Because that'd work out better for me, because then I know I'm kind of know what direction. I usually get guys going on their jobs in the mornings, and then I'll usually make pit stops back around the office about noon or so until early afternoon, then I usually take off again. So I would guess if you're coming in, usually, even if you call me, late morning your time. That put me about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock my time. So,
perfect. I'll do that, Bob.
Okay.
Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll be in touch on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.